Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to Podcast and Chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
I'm so excited!
All roads lead to Pulukwane this weekend. Yeah, Sunday, we are there.
Lead to Pulukwane! Yeah. Brunch!
Hey. We're going to do the first ever Podcast and Chill special. So what's going to happen, right? We're going to do a live show with Danielle Ranaka.
Yes.
With a live audience.
In Limpopo.
In Pulukwane, to be exact.
Oh, Limpopo Pulukwane.
Yes. Oh. IREX. And then after that, we party, bro. Mm.
Damn.
You dropping a set?
Of course.
The world's greatest DJ?
Yay. Greatest.
He's so good, they call him a mixologist.
Yo.
Yeah, show some fucking respect.
I'll be on the decks. Aya's going to be there. Lady Doo's going to be there as well.
Oh!
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. So I think by the time this comes out, the tickets will be sold out. But yeah, make sure you check out the description below for tickets.
Dope.
And get yourself some tickets so you can come rock with us this Sunday. I'm excited, man. Have you played in Pulukwane? This is your first time?
Yeah, I've played in Pulukwane.
Is it?
Oh, nice.
Pulukwane. Yeah, I played in Pulukwane, bro.
Yeah,
I've played in
Are you dropping a piano set or what set you dropping?
What time are you putting me on?
Yeah, we got to put you on prime time, dog.
Then I'm playing the piano set.
You got to rock, ne?
Prime time. What's prime time?
What's prime time, actually?
I think 10. Because there's no curfew anymore, right?
Don't worry, I'll rock. Yeah, 10, I'll rock piano.
Yeah.
I rock whatever I see is valuable to be rocked.
Yeah. Anyway, and now, what a minute, ladies and gentlemen. Shout out to our sponsors. We haven't given them a shout out in a while. Big shout out to Accelerate Fiber. If you need access to fast internet, affiliate link in description below. Guys, I'm just trying to do a shout out to our sponsors.
Yeah,
guys.
So we can get paid.
Yeah, do it. I mean, it's cool.
If you need fast internet, check out accelerate.co.za. Also, we're coming at you live from David Mashevela Studios. If you want to use the studios, email podcast@thisismacg.com. And Tanya, yes, our lawyer. For your legal matters, contact Tanya Mukwane Inc. via email on info@tmiincorporated.co.za. No, that's tmincorporated.co.za, rather. And WhatsApp them on 0682796278. So whenever you're in legal jam, contact Tanya Mukwane Inc. attorneys. They are efficient, professional, reliable, and affordable. Can you please start with the wife? Kanyimbao, sex scene.
Hey.
You watch that?
I didn't. I saw it on Twitter. I haven't seen a single episode of The Wife.
Bro.
That's not the issue, but like, I haven't seen a thing.
Bro. I think it's fine that you've never seen anything. That now this scene has taken, literally, take everything. We've forgotten the whole first season. Now it's this. Why?
Yeah, but you're missing out. So this scene, good show, dog.
This scene does not take them back.
Back
no.
way.
Like, it's good. It's progressive.
Not really, but it's okay. To be honest, it is kind of like, how? And then? Why did it? It was just too much, though. It was TMI. Hey. Like, too much.
You could upload that on Pornhub, bro.
Exactly.
Yeah, like, I love porn. And that thing, though, was like, you. Even for me, like, you. I'm seeing ripples, you know, like, when you smash the ass so much, there's, like, ripples. Like, hey, like, waves, dog. Like, I'm like, whoa!
They should call it The Wave, the show, not The Wife, The Wave.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Dude, that was wild. This is wild.
That was too much.
I saw that. Because I saw the still. Mm. So the still image I saw was the niggas crack. She's like on the Speak Us, right? And it's like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
And I saw the video.
Yeah.
It's like, they're clapping her cheeks.
Dude.
Signia got up in there.
Yo, bro.
Like, she's a bomb. You, that thing, I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
It's, you had, I love it.
Yeah.
I don't know about the, like, everybody else.
Do you think
but
it
I
was for like, views, though, guys? Like, just to get views?
You reckon?
Yeah.
Yes. You see, the thing is...
Because the storyline, like, literally kind of... It's just literally going down. Like, it's losing on the storyline side. Oh. And then they did this. It was like, is this for us now to state...
And I've been seeing people, like...
Complaining,
that,
right?
The storyline is...
Because the show is kind of like Isibaya meets... Losing. Well, now it's like Isibaya meets Game of Thrones with the sex scenes. The sex scenes are lit.
Yeah, but like Game of Thrones...
Isibaya, Game of Thrones, when Khal Drogo was smashing Khaleesi.
Yeah.
I am Khaleesi. Like, I am Khaleesi. And I go... And we see everything. Khaleesi.
I was shocked that Kanye Bao, because she's a very prominent celebrity, I was shocked that she was willing to go naked,
do that,
bro.
Yeah.
But she's an actress now. Mm. She's no longer like a...
But how many
living
actresses
with
will go that
with
far?
Michelangelo.
Yeah, because mostly actresses that are well known don't do sex scenes.
Yeah,
like Cindy Lato. Imagine Cindy Lato.
Thando Tabete has done a sex scene with Lungi Legato.
That graphic. Did you see her titties?
No.
Yeah.
But it was almost like it was well edited.
Yeah. That's
but it
thing.
Really builds you up. Like you get a hard on, bro. I know you think you'll never get a hard on from Thando, but you get a hard on. Like you really get a hard on.
Yeah.
Like it's steamy.
Yeah.
You know, because like he rips up the clothes, they show the thighs, they show. They never show the like the pelvic part. You know, like with. Well, like with Kanye getting the S clap. You don't see that, but it's very well edited. Very
what,
well done.
What show was this?
What show was Thando Tabete rocking Lungi Legato? Does anyone know?
Isono, no, man.
What bro.
TV are you watching?
What TV?
Hey, man.
You're not the Jomo of TV. You're not the Jomo Sono. You don't watch TV too much.
Are you the Ngosi of TVs, eh?
You're not the Jomo Sono of TV, bro.
Thando Tabete and Lunga?
Lungi Legato.
Oh, Lungi Legato.
Is it
I think it was
Radu?
A movie.
Is it Radu? Oh, wow.
I think it was a movie,
Radu.
Yes.
Radu?
Thando Tabete and Lungi Legato.
It's Radu. There's no Radu or Radebe, you know. It's a Radu.
What movie is that?
Radebe.
Love Sucks or something, ne? Yes, I think it's Love Sucks.
Yeah, but I saw it on Twitter. They were comparing it to that, and I saw that thing. I was like, whew, steamy as hell. 94.7 degrees Celsius. Hot in the fucking room. You haven't found it.
I think it's Love Sucks. Let's just say it's Love Sucks for the sake of the podcast.
Now... But there's a sex scene between Lungi Legato and Thando. It's nice, man. Oh, it's nice, bro. It's nice.
Would you do a sex scene like that, Ghost Lady?
Never.
For real?
Like, live?
Yeah.
Oh, I never, guys. Oh, what? And that was too much. You see, the Thando Tabete one is much better.
Mm.
Like, a bit, at least there was good editing. Ay, ay, ay. Yeah, Kanye Bao. I was just like... Guys, it was too much. It was just too much. That was a porn. That belonged on Pornhub.
Would you make a sex tape with your husband?
Of course. Just for our own personal viewing.
Yes.
No, yeah.
Have you got?
Yeah.
Oh. Are you on camera or are you a ghost?
He was having sex with the Holy Ghost. Definitely the Holy. Otherwise, there's no sex for him, right?
Guys, obviously, anyone in a relationship can play around and enjoy.
When you watch your sex tape, right, what's the favorite position you enjoy of the sex tape?
Man, you can't ask Ghost Lady like that. She's like our mother, dog.
I'll your look mother? At it. My mother. Your mother, not my mother. Which one do you like?
I don't know.
I don't know.
She's trying to keep her private things private.
Exactly. Leave my things alone. Oh.
Wow. Wow.
I'm getting all hot already. Like,
hey.
Think of good things.
How many sex tapes do you have?
Enough, bro, to keep me awake.
Yeah.
Enough. They'll never see the light of day.
Mm.
Exactly. And you delete them.
Because... No, I don't. They're in the cloud. They're in my they're in my Google Drive. And
location?
Or sex drive actually. they're in my Google Drive. I'll never like I watch them once in a while, you know? But never, like, never. I've gotten enough.
But is it with your current, or did you have, like, do you keep
They're from the past. Oh, they're from the past. Now I don't feel the need to record anything. Unless someone tells me that, hey, I want to record something, then, yeah, let's record. Put the ring light there, and let's do our thing. But, like, no, past.
I got a call from Debo Touch. And he was saying,
"Oh, dope!"
The reason he got the Metro gig was because of the episode he did with us.
Wow!
Oh shit!
Yeah. Yeah.
So, wow. What percentage from the 480,000 are we getting?
We need to claim our commission.
Yeah, we need to claim our commission.
Actually, that is big, guys. Because how many people say people end up here in the podcast and they lose? Here is a win for coming on the podcast.
So oh, yeah, they say we destroy big. Careers.
Exactly.
Yeah,
I saw a tweet.
We make like, so many exactly. careers, man.
I saw a tweet and the problem, no one fucking comments. Like when we had Butelezi, what's his name? Teddy. Yeah. We had Now. Yeah. It's like, yo, dog, everybody's like, we kill careers. No, we don't. You come here, you speak your truth, right? And the Teddy told his story. It was brilliant. And no one will ever say, shout out to for the amazing job you guys do.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm lying. A lot of people do. But, like, it's like people ignore that. The guys were saying, we don't fucking kill careers. Yeah. Okay, let's be honest. If you're the program manager at Metro FM,
yeah.
right, and you've got spare knaves.
I see where this is going. Yeah.
Hey, he reads minds or so.
Yes, continue. Yes.
He reads minds.
Builds careers and reads minds.
How was the Tom Cruise interview? We're interviewing him next week. Since you read minds.
Yeah.
Okay. What was I saying? I was asking.
No, you're going about.
You're a program manager.
You're a program manager.
Oh, yeah, you're a program manager at Metro FM.
Yes.
You've got more flavor. I'm going to finish my question. Hold on. I'm gonna finish it.
Hold on, man.
You see, the only thing I can put on here is the ice, because the ice, no one cares about the company that makes the ice. It's just the ice, you know. The dash, it's under the table. What a fucking Zeno dash.
Between spare names, who's the ice boy? Oh, they're both the ice boys because they do everything together, though.
Yeah,
they probably make babies together.
Yo, fuck, I'm dead.
By the way, man,
I'm I
love spare names. Great guys.
Oh, yeah, I saw spare like Campus Square the other week. And I was like, scary guys! And I hid inside the car. Like, you didn't see me.
Great guys love them, but probably had the worst drive time show at Metro FM. Facts.
Oh, yeah.
Who's had drive times at Metro FM?
Before them, it was Clint Lewis, Tivo Touch. Who else has been there? Big names, bro. Yeah.
Mo was there also.
Who?
Oh, was he? Oh, who? I don't know.
Who?
I don't know who.
Flavor.
Oh, Mo. Okay. Hey, you may be right.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're the program manager. Spare knaves is on drive. Why are you laughing? Can I finish? Like, can I finish, dog?
Yes, okay.
Fucking hell, man.
Okay.
Whoa. Can I be from Finland?
Yeah.
Can I be from Finland?
Yeah.
Can I finish?
Yes, he's good.
Oh, great.
Cool.
And more flavor, breakfast. Can I be from Finland?
Okay. These are two of their biggest shows. On the station.
Yeah.
Yeah. Money makers.
Currently. Who would you, as a program manager, feel is weak? Or, like, would you... You know, program managers always like, we've got a strong drive, a weak breakfast.
Breakfast, yeah.
A strong breakfast, weak drive. Weak drive, strong breakfast. Who do you, in your opinion, should be replaced?
Let's pay names.
Okay. Would Timo Touch be the guy to save Metro FM right now?
I think so. Definitely. Yeah, definitely. Of course.
Definitely.
Based on the history.
Yeah.
Even on the in this climate, you think he just is gonna is the saving grace?
Yeah. He's still got a pull.
My thing is, I believe that's so, but with that same team.
Isn't he? Does he have the same team?
With that same, I don't know the team, but that team, the chemistry was magical.
Yeah, with
Joe Man. Is it Latin Pakanyan?
I don't know who the other lady was.
Yeah.
It was a lady.
Yeah.
But Joe Man, Lerato and that guy.
Yeah.
Amazing. And Touch and Mbakanyane, or that lady, actually, is what I meant to say. Brilliant. Like,
do you think he's getting the $500,000?
No.
Yeah.
I think someone from his camp leaked the news.
Yeah. So we can talk about it. Yeah.
Like, yo, I'm working as a producer or this at this station. I heard a little birdie told me that he's getting 480. Come on, dog. Is it because he's in financial straits?
Yeah.
But even if he was getting 480, still a little, bro. Still a little. Imagine how much he makes for them, bro. Think about it.
But that would also apply to a lot of DJs who came before him, like your Jeremy Mansfield on your former employee when they were still called Heifeld. You know, he made millions of them for them. He made millions, but I don't think it was like, I mean, he was the highest guy, paid guy at that time, and it was something along the 200,000.
No, man, are you mad?
Jesus, Jeremy, how much was he getting?
Bro, he used to get paid quarterly. That's how much he was getting, because he was getting a share of the revenue as well. So there was so much they had to pay him quarterly. They
didn't
pay him
for real?
Yeah. They didn't pay him per month.
That happened to me also. That's why I'm this fat. They were also paying me on my card.
Thinking Ileo.
Kidding. Has there been a hotter breakfast show after that Jeremy one?
I'd argue Tata and Tata.
On Heifeld.
Oh, no. I doubt it.
So that's the most, like the high, well, obviously inflation considered highest grossing at that time.
Yeah.
And now.
Yeah.
Jesus. So they deserved it.
Salary-wise,
yeah.
Which DJ has been paid, has gotten paid the most?
Good question. 480.
Yeah.
I think Fresh was getting 300, 400. I don't know. I'm speculating.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
From SABC?
No. From Heifeld.
Oh, now.
Yeah. Doc, are you with us today? What's going on?
I'm with you, yeah. What do you mean?
No, I mean like...
Fresh has done how many shows? You just mentioned Tato and Tato, which is a YFM show. Yeah. It's on 5FM, Drive, Breakfast. So if you course I need to confirm where, on which station.
Yeah.
SABC.
I'm with you. I'm just
what's the highest paid they've given?
You don't specify.
Or you don't know?
The what?
Like, I'm just saying with SABC.
Oh, I don't know about SABC.
Yeah, what's the
highest? Yes, that's why I'm asking, like, on which show? He's done how many shows, Fresh?
Yeah.
Why would I assume? I'm with you. Why would I assume it's Heifeld you're talking about?
I get you with me.
Are you with me?
Yes.
Thank you. What the fuck? Like, he's asking, am I with him? I'm like, which show are you talking about on Fresh's? Like, don't make me feel like I'm absent. I'm working. I'm here.
And
are you with me?
I heard you the first time you said so.
No, yeah, but you're asking if I'm here, and I'm asking you a valid question. Which show? That Fresh did.
And I said, yes, I'm with you.
Then you asked me, am I with me? Am I with you? Oh.
Okay, I'm with you, Saul.
Yeah, bro.
Yes, as you say.
Yeah, which show of Fresh's?
I felt.
Thank you. You with me? The fuck, man. Like, yo, bro, don't make me question myself. What the fuck am I doing today? You know, I'm here.
Husa, I'm asking Saul.
I told I must pay you, not my therapist.
Yeah,
you're the best.
Yeah, I'm here for you.
No, I don't think. I think he's making it up. I think Touch is making it up. The whole. I think it's from his camp. I don't think they're paying him $480. Does he deserve it? Who am I to say? But does SABC afford it? I don't think they do.
Yeah.
Knowing Touch, I feel like it is an escalated figure.
Knowing, yes. Yeah, like knowing he embellishes Touch, stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Did he get you in tops?
Yeah.
You see, thank you. Touch said, I'm going to get you in tops, my nigga. Did he get you in tops? Touch embellishes things. He does so well, but he will say, I'm doing 100 times better.
Yeah,
than he actually does, and he's doing very well. I believe he embellishes things, and I don't think... Did he get you in tops?
Nah.
It's like even his way.
So now, Hambang Mbambo, you're topless. No ways, bro. You're kicking tops.
So what's going to happen to Fire FM now, bro? Because Rob's doing his thing. Taj is going back to radio. Mm-hmm. What's going to happen to Fire FM?
I don't think it'll happen.
Nah.
Nah. Like, I don't think...
That ship has sailed.
Nah. Oh, ship.
I'm with you, dog.
Are you with me, dog? Are you here? Are we on the same boat? Same ship? Fucking hell. Nah, I think that ship has sailed.
Yeah, yeah.
And crazy, right?
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah?
What if they employed the guys who were planning Oh, ship? I mean... the thingy.
Which thing?
Fired FM.
Yeah.
So that it doesn't happen.
Oh. Nah.
Possibly, right?
Because he did mention it in that interview.
Yeah. They mentioned on the social media.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So what if...
You're right, actually.
So it got successfully cancelled before it happened.
Mm.
Right? Just give the guys, a few guys, jobs there and there.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Anyway, what else I got you? Oh, yeah. Did you see a woman who accused Chris Brown of rape admits she lied?
Oh.
Did you see that?
I did.
Gee, it's wild, man.
I did. Wait. And thank God he released that footage. Well, you know.
A woman?
That kind of just like...
He released footage?
Yeah, there was footage. Obviously, it's just from that woman. I guess she accused him of the rape and all of these allegations.
Yeah.
And then there's texts and messages that showed that that didn't happen like that.
Yeah.
So imagine.
And what happened to her now? Like, what's the recourse?
So, that's it. I think now he's demanding an apology.
Okay.
Yeah, he's demanding an apology.
Rightfully so.
Yeah.
But the damage is done.
The damage,
though.
Yeah.
Damage is done, bro. Rape
but luckily, there was
high
proof.
Crime, man. It's like a
there
cardinal
was proof.
Mm.
Imagine if there wasn't.
And then everybody that said, I believe her.
Yeah.
You know, it was leading on to Katlego Maboy. So now people are like, what? They want people aren't even to hear the other side, you know? Because, yes, we're very quick to go, okay, yes, I believe. And then you next minute, maybe charges are dropped and all of this. Then it's like, what's the other story?
Yeah. We never hear those, right? It's always like, ooh, you're accused of this thing. And then we never really, like, follow. Hey, what happened with that thingy?
What?
Amanda. Remember, she went on Instagram saying, if any woman has been raped by you, and, like, to me, that was like, fucking hell, are they blaming you for accusing you of rape? What happened to that case?
My lawyer's still handling it. We should call her next week, get feedback.
To ask if she's got any emails saying...
No, they didn't get any emails, dog. Bro, if they got emails, so, bro, they'd have billboards with those emails now.
So she's allowed to go out there and say...
Of course.
No, that's not... Like, I can't just say, hey, now from this podcast, if you've got any emails that he raped, you send. Because now, even if I don't get emails, people out there are like, Neo possibly could have raped someone. It still leaves that thought
bro, but we spoke
head.
About this last year, man. It's 2022. Let's move on from that.
Yeah, but I'm asking if what has happened about it.
I said it's with my lawyer.
Ah.
So we're going to call her hopefully next week.
Yeah.
Nah, let's move on from it.
Yeah. Are you with me?
Well, can we call your lawyer next week? Are you with me? Like, can we call your lawyer next week? Are you with me? Cool.
And shout out to the chiller who called the Breakfast Club. And it was like, everybody should check out Podcast and Chill,
that
man.
That
was amazing.
And even for Charlamagne to acknowledge and to go, oh, Mac G, oh, yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Good guy, hey? Stand up guy, like genuine guy.
Yeah.
So you know what I was thinking? You know what would be dope, dog?
Yeah.
Because you know the radio lineups are changing in April. So it would be dope if we got our chillers to call radio stations and be like, hey, my name is Saul, I'm a chiller. Subscribe to Podcast and Chill.
They must to call it to a
radio stations.
Oh, yeah. Oh, dope.
And they must record it, and then we'll play it on the show.
Yes. Yo, chillers, call into your favorite station. And be like, fuck the area code. My name is Saul.
I am.
Exactly. You know, employ me as your next drive show host. That's that, right? That's what they do?
Yeah. They'll just drop the phone there on you, of course. At least make it neat. Make it nice.
Oh, yes.
No, simple. Just call and say, yo, my name is Saul. I'm a chiller. Please subscribe to Podcast and Chill on YouTube.
And my question
is...
Oh,
that's that. Yeah. Shit, I'm not with you today. I'm sorry. I'm not with you, bro. I'm in a different planet. Did I just say, hey, I'm Saul, make me... No. My name is Saul. Subscribe to...
Podcast and chill.
He was even scared to ask, dude, are you with me? Then I would have conceded, like, no, I'm not with you.
No, I was lost, dog, but I'm like, let me not ask.
Yes. Oh, shit, sorry. Making needs, yeah. My name is Saul. Oh, my name is Ghost Lady.
I'm a chiller. Please subscribe to Podcast and Chill on YouTube.
So and this then you is can answer whatever question, whatever you're calling in for.
Yeah, you can call. So let's say they ask you, what did you have for breakfast? You know, one of those stupid.
Yeah.
So you call, you're like, cool. No, I had moja chicken for breakfast today. Dope. By the way, my name is Saul. I'm a chiller. Please subscribe to Podcast and Chill.
Thank you.
Record it and then we'll play it on the show.
Yeah.
Let's go. Are you with
chillers.
Me? Are
you with I'm me? With you. I'm with you. I'm with you. I'm with you. I'm with you.
I think the show is hashtag are you with me? Okay.
No, I'm with him now.
Hashtag I believe him.
Yeah. You believe me?
Yeah.
Good. I believe him. You stand with me?
Yeah, stand with you.
Yeah, dope.
Yeah.
Yo, I'm a chiller.
Yeah.
Subscribe to
I think
so. What did you have this morning for breakfast? Kola, what did you have this morning for breakfast? Tell me. Kola, it's Mukwevu from Limpopo.
Hey.
What did you have for breakfast, Mukwevu?
Mashonja.
You're supposed to say, I'm Mick G. Subscribe to Podcast and Chill.
Yeah.
Yeah, dope. I like that, bro.
Yeah, and then we'll play them, bro. Send them to the WhatsApp line, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, send them to the WhatsApp line.
So while they're recording on the line.
Yeah. Recording, you know, phones can record now, so you're like, yeah.
Oh, fuck, they record now.
Yeah.
Dope.
Anyway, big shout out to Drip. It was announced that the new sponsor of a PSL team called Sekukune United.
Hey.
Sekukune.
Yeah. Is it in the PSL?
Sekukune.
I've never heard of that team. Where's it from? Where's it from now?
From Sekukune.
Mpumalanga. Or Limpopo.
It's from Limpopo.
Okay.
Oh, dope, man. Hey, Drip is doing big things, eh?
Yo, Drip is just crazy. And Likao is no longer the CEO of the shoes.
Yeah.
He's the CEO of the group.
Yeah.
And the group, now they've got a baby store.
Yeah. Like, oh, they've got a baby store?
Yeah, they sell baby. Yeah, you should know, man.
Yeah.
You like go shopping drip. There now for a new kid. Yeah, they've got baby. Is it Baby Drip?
Baby Drip?
No, it's not. No, it is not called Baby. I don't know what it's called. It's not Baby Drip. Yeah they sell.
Oh, Kitty's Republic.
Oh, Kitty's Republic. Oh, yeah.
Dope, man.
It's one of their clients. Yeah, they've got they sell baby clothes now. Kitty's Republic. And Likao is no longer shoes of the.
Yeah.
It's no longer. CEO of the shoes thingy department. He's now the group department of all the subsidiaries.
Shout out to a lady we love on the podcast, Tusombedu. Yes. She won an award for Best Female Performance in a Scripted Series at the Independent Spirit Awards for a role in the Underground Railroad. Oh, man, she's flying, bro. She's no longer underground. She's above the ground now, dog.
Nah, she's gone.
She's gone,
I
bro.
Said that about her. She tweeted me, like, I'm not gone, I'm here. But she's gone.
For real?
She's gone, bro.
Yeah.
Like, oh, too
now she deserves it, man.
Oh, she's
also,
like
Linda Mtoba. Gets Vaseline deal. Beautiful actress who had a stint in Isibaya, Linda Mtoba, announced this week she signed a deal with Vaseline. Who's that? Do you guys know?
Remember?
Yeah, the lady married to a white guy with a kid.
Yeah.
Let me see. Lately, the one who played Yusisi's Ogomo when he went to, what's his name? Minson Ngubeni. Ngubani and Ngubeni. Ngubeni. When he went to Isibaya, the guy, he played a taxi owner. The daughter.
Yeah. Honestly, by Linda Mtoba.
Beautiful.
But she's also on the
almost
river.
Almost looks like.
She's also on the river, if I'm not.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Also on the river, yes.
Oh,
almost looks like the one you made a song with. Sims and Gemma and her.
Sims,
same level of, or category of beauty.
Yeah, so shout out to her, man. Also, shout out to Pizza Msiman.
Pizza Msiman.
Pizza? Yeah.
Am I saying it right?
Hey, it's like you're not sure.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Hey, Pizza Musiman. Shout out to Pizza Musiman. Pizza Musiman.
Musiman.
Yes, Musiman.
Yeah, he signed a 2-year contract with Al Ahly. Extended.
Mm.
For real.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Oh. Shout out to him, man.
Shout
I think
out to some
time
Africans
over,
doing great
though.
Things overseas, man.
Big things.
But I think it's time that he's over. He must go to Man United or something.
Yeah, we need him, man. Hey, dog.
Yeah, y'all need Pizza. Like, y'all need, you know. That Rakunik guy is only coached for 2 years, the past 10 years of like high profile teams. You need a proper coach.
Yeah. Anything else I'm missing out? What do you want to talk about?
Shout out to Raymond Zondo. He's been appointed as the Chief Justice. Now we've got a Chief Justice.
He's the Chief Justice.
Yes, by the President.
Yeah.
He's gone up that ranking, you know? You know, we're drawing from the Zondo Commission.
Okay.
Now he's the Chief Justice. You guys don't know politics. Hey.
I have to act like I know. Otherwise, they'll have me. Bro.
Yeah, please.
I don't know, man. Sometimes, you know. Batebile is arrested. Batebile, I saw Batebile in court.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what's going on? What's going on there?
No, remember, she was... She came. She was on the... Like, she appeared for the Zondo Commission. And obviously, there's a whole lot of came out that time. And then... Because of, I can't remember what exactly, but now she has is facing jail time.
Ooh. Must I Google the story?
Google.
Can you see?
No, she lied under oath.
She lied, yeah.
Oh, she lied under oath.
Yes, because I'm trying to think exactly, like, yeah.
Like,
she
I saw the thing, and I just didn't read up on it.
The charge is Google anymore?
Yeah.
No, so she lied, yeah.
The charge is perjury.
Yes, it's perjury. Yeah. Thank you.
Damn.
So she's getting charged with perjury.
Yes.
She said she only earns 100K, so they must take it easy on
her. Thank you, Aya.
She's salary, right?
Oh, damn, bro.
Dude, how do you lie on oath?
And she was rude that time. She was rude and just so behaved like, you know.
Jeez.
So now it's all
the
come
balls to do
Ziyakhala. Ziyakhala.
Man. That's crazy.
What's going on with the petrol prices going up?
Again. Apparently. 2 rand this time, guys. Oh. Next month it's going to be going up, I think, 2 rand something, eh? Crazy.
I saw something like it's going to be 40 grand.
Yeah, at some point,
I've been seeing those articles flying around. I'm like, they can't just hike it 100% up.
Yeah, no, that'd be wild, dog. No
They can't. I think they were like incrementally.
Yeah, no, of course.
What was that? That's crazy, bro. But petrol.
Wasn't it like a future prediction of it could end up at 40 rand per litre?
Yeah, and I'm seeing... someone sent me a thingy. There's a strike that the Uber guys are gonna do. That there will be like an Uber like shutdown for all the e-hailing services for like a week because they are complaining that petrol is going up. Which is what we're talking about now. And the thingy, the prices are not going up, and they're making less money.
Shouldn't it be taxis though? Like
even taxis, I think they'll also be going up next
month. Taxis always strike.
Yeah. Fuck, that's a lot.
Yeah, it's too much. Petrol price, guys, is too much.
That's why I got a scooter, man. 50 rand full tank.
I'm sure now it's 200 rand full tank. Are you sure?
Right now. I need to get a scooter.
It's 200 rand full tank now.
How's that thing? Like, because I'm one for. It's good because I'm considering it. It's like.
It's comfortable. Get a Vespa.
A Vespa.
Yeah. It's comfortable, it's cheap. $50, you can last 2 weeks, depending on where you're going. Because I use it like just to go to the shops or whatever, you know?
Okay. My car is 1.2 liter. And when I got the car, I think like 7 years back, literally, I think 150 rand could just take me so far.
Whoa.
Now, 200 rand, next day you have to fill up again.
Damn. That was a long time.
Chill
ago.
On the sofa. As opposed to just driving around.
Yeah, dog. I mean, with that, that's ridiculous.
That's
dog.
Crazy, bro.
Yeah.
Like, no. Something is happening, bro. And I don't like it. Like, it's crazy. Do all other countries have this kind of increments? Like, it's just bad, man. Like, people are complaining every time petrol is going up.
Yeah.
I think South Africa is one of the highest petrol prices, right?
Yeah, it looks weird.
It's always been the case. Like, South Africa is with that. Just always the highest petrol.
And also, it's taxed as well. So, there's also a tax.
Whereas other countries.
Like, factor in into it as well.
Do you guys know of a guy called Tasnim Musa?
Tasnim Musa.
Yeah.
Do you know Indian guy,
is it the Tinder our own?
He Tinder is swindler. The travel swindler. He's not the Tinder swindler. He's the travel swindler.
Also, he swindles women.
No, not women. Let me read the story. It goes, forget Tinder swindler. Mzansi now boasts of its own travel swindler. Tasnim Musa, MD and founder of a travel company called Hello Darlings. He's been given a new name as a travel swindler after swindling millions of rands from unsuspecting clients. People invested in holidays that never materialized.
Wow.
And their monies are gone. It has been reported that Tasnim stole more than 100 million. Jeez.
100 million rands, from reservations.
From unsuspecting client payments bookings. Through bookings from her company. It's a her.
Damn.
Yeah,
Indian.
Tasnim sounds like it's actually a female.
Musa, definitely Indian.
Tasneem's victims have now been encouraged to lay charges of fraud with the police so that the Hawks can pursue the matter. I believe her.
You believe her?
You believe
yeah,
her?
No, I believe her.
That she was actually running a legit business and she just lost a SIM card. Why do you believe about her, bro?
And
people are crying that she ran with her money.
How?
With their
you
money.
Believe her?
You believe her?
No, I believe
what?
Her.
And then she forgot to book the holidays.
You must just,
believe
you must just gullibly believe her.
Yes, yes, I believe her.
I believe you. Believe in her. I get it. Yes, just believe her.
You with me? You with
I'm
me?
I'm with you, dog. I'm with you, bro. I'm with you. Just believe her.
Just believe it, dog. How wild?
That's wild.
That's wild, bro.
So, but you got scammed once with the trip, ne? Did you not?
With a trip?
Yeah.
Mm-mm, no.
How do you get scammed like this, though?
No.
So what happens? What happens?
You get taken on a trip.
So you book for the trip. You pay. Oh, okay, yeah.
You know what?
No, I'm with you. I'm with you.
Are you with me? Are you with me?
Just you get taken on for a trip, but you don't go on it one, eh?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You get taken on a trip, like on an imaginary trip.
No, I was trying to understand how it works. Sorry, man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's cool. Yeah,
how does it work?
No, just tell people that, hey, we're going to Dubai 4 nights. You're going to be... Okay, I don't know Dubai. We're going to... not for Oslo. No, no, no. New York.
Yep.
There's an event happening at Madison Garden Square. You're going to be there. And then you're going to go through Times Square. And then there is the play, Broadway.
Yep.
There's a Broadway happening. You're going to go see that. You're going to then go and see a Yankees game. The Yankees that weekend are going to be playing,
sure,
you know, at the Diamond. And then you're going to go to all the attractions. Or you're going to go to see... You're going to go to the Nando's in Brooklyn. You know what I mean?
I think we get it, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, good. I was trying to show that it's not only Foster. It's not only Foster that I know.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm mentioning all the places. You know, like, yeah, you're going to go here. You know, there. You know? Huh? Just because he's been to Thailand and shit, you know?
Wow.
That's where a ghost lady. I almost said your name. Yeah, so... You pay $40,000 for that. It's going to happen over 3 days, and people never get to go.
Whoa.
Let's sell trip packages, which is huge. People like, traveling is huge among
people. So you'll never know if it's legit until you actually go.
Well, yeah, but there's always ways, bro, of like searching, you know? Ish, but is there? Because people post on Instagram, they don't tag the travel agent and whatnot. It's tricky, bro.
Ghost lady, you know this. You've booked before. How does it work?
I have booked, but obviously I go to like the legit, like agencies. Travel
How do you know
agencies.
It's legit?
Yes.
Yeah, no, but the trusted ones. You know the trusted ones.
Oh, the trusted ones.
Yeah,
okay.
Like nothing, just brand new. Like
travel,
you actually check and you see if you follow them and you see like actually people who go back and just share their reviews and you know all of that. So that's fine.
Yeah.
I know once where it's like your timeshare. We almost got scammed in that one.
Yeah.
Like signing up for timeshare because those now promise you and the things they're
What's
very
timeshare?
Like, timeshares is like basically it's like you own portion of like a portion of the whether it's a lodge or some let's say Sun City. They'll sell you the timeshares like you can go there anytime but you pay a monthly fee. I think. So you pay a monthly fee, you use your credit card and all of these.
I'm not with you. What
I'm
are you
not,
saying?
Bro.
I'm
like, I know timer share where you spend 12 with your dad a week.
Like, timer, no. Like,
yeah. Time shares.
Time shares.
Heard of it.
Time shares.
How does... Break it down. Like,
but I believe you.
No, believe me.
Yeah,
I believe her.
I believe her.
Okay, let me try and explain it from how does
break
explain
it down
to
for the kids, you know?
Okay. Imagine you're talking to your son.
Like 5-year-old. Yeah. It's your son.
Okay. All right. Timeshares, it gives you opportunities to travel, go on holidays.
Yes.
But because sometimes you can't afford to just put the 50,000 rand.
Yes.
Now, rather, you pay 5,000 rand every month. And
so it's a stock fair. So
Kazatting for.
Yeah.
Oh.
Because there is like a location, there's a hotel. Then after you've maybe paid, I think, let's say after a year, then you're able to travel and go to that specific place.
I got you. I'm with you now.
So book however how long.
Mm.
So those are the timeshares. I think that's how they work. Someone who's actually been in there will probably explain even better.
Mm.
Yeah, but then
you've
happen.
Never done time. You can afford your own trip.
No, but you just save up. It's just, you know.
Oh, Kazat, and you just every month debit order to save up for the
trip.
Yeah,
but then now what happens is that these people end up never going to on these trips and being unable to actually even book those places.
Sure.
Find that they are constantly booked out. You can't even... So it's like you've paid this whole year, credit card bills mounted up, but...
Dololo.
You've got no trip.
Yeah.
That's what I know about timeshares.
Okay.
So, when, like, especially, let's say, I think I remember when we were in Durban, that's where a lot of, you know, they'll be probably by the ocean. Someone just comes to you and like, oh, we want to introduce you a timeshare. Let's go to our offices. They are just here around the corner.
Yes,
those
I've,
ones.
Yes, I've been approached. Yes. In Durban by the beach.
In Durban.
And you go to some dingy flat upstairs.
It wasn't dingy, Chemi.
Maybe it was
very
Tasman.
Nice.
Musa.
Eh?
Maybe it was Tasman.
You're in Durban. Musa.
Yes, yes. Oh, yes. Uh-huh. Yes, I remember that. Yes.
So
oh,
I remember.
That's timeshare.
That's what I remember. I was when we were approached. And then I remember, I think, like a couple of weeks back, they were having some episode on La Carte Blanche. People were complaining about these timeshares and all of this. And
so those are scams.
Yeah, those are scams, guys. Like, a
but
lot
now,
of people have just never succeeded through
timeshare. To the point that she missed over. It said, well, how many?
100 million.
100 million.
Yeah, yeah, credit cards now. And people, you obviously, used to be like, you'd be encouraged to use your credit card.
Yes.
It's fine.
And they rock you.
Yeah, they rock you. Now you're spending like 3K, 5K, whatever debits are just going. And you can't cancel because sometimes it's even hard to. It becomes just a mission. Like you're tied for life. The contracts there are.
Tied
you can't even get out of that contract.
There's contracts.
Yeah. Very.
How are you tied for life if you're gonna travel to a weekend away in a like in?
But they sell this thing like a, as if you are, you own a portion, like you're also now a shareholder.
Oh, timeshare.
Yeah, you're a shareholder of Sun City.
Yeah,
somewhere in, like somewhere in your mind, you feel like, oh, you know,
hey, that's
like
wild,
I'm part
man.
Of.
Hey, these scammers! Hey, man, there's so many scammers out there, bro.
Scammers in all shapes and forms,
bro. Hey. Mm-mm. I'm with you, I know. It's
yeah.
a joke, guys. It's
yeah,
joke.
Mark and I just got scammed. Like,
yeah.
Let's be honest. I think that's why I haven't been with you today. Though. Because scammed yesterday, spent the whole day trying to forget about it, drinking myself to a pulp. You know, like, ish. Yeah, nah.
Yeah.
Do I have to go with you guys everywhere?
Yeah, because in Cape Town we got scammed. Remember when we got scammed?
Oh,
and then,
and then
we booked like hotel rooms for 2.5 each, and I had nice hotel room for like 400 rand.
Yes,
and
yes, something. Yes.
Please go with us everywhere.
Yeah, whenever we're not with Aya, 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 Aya,
she is south. That just goes south fast. Yeah, hey, dog.
And we're about to chat to our friend of the show.
Dope.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Ooh, Fiesta Black. Yeah, Fiesta Black is in the building.
Mm. Fiesta Black.
Kezo.
Who's Fiesta Black?
Fiesta,
ah,
Fiesta.
She Gupu, she bang.
Oh, that's what that Kanyani song.
Yeah,
she
yeah,
Gupu,
yeah.
Ting,
she's
ting,
gonna
ting,
be in the
ting,
building.
Ting, ting.
Anything else you wanna talk about, Ghost Lady?
That's it, guys.
Yeah.
What else did we? The Zola, guys.
Oh,
Zola,
Zola, bro.
Yes. It's nice to see people showing him love, man. Finally.
Finally.
They're a year late, cause we've been giving him his flowers.
Yeah, bro. Hey, Zola.
But I was happy to see him like actually come and also just accept and come out. Because
yeah.
I think before, this thing happened where people did speak about Zola and him not being well. But I think his team last year said, no, he's fine. Remember?
Yes.
They
yes.
kind of like denied and it was like, okay, just brushed under the carpet. But this time...
Because even when we did the interview, remember we did say on
yeah.
the episode, like he wasn't looking too great.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah. And then we did that whole nationwide stay clinical thing. We've never done that for anybody else, eh? Just Zola 7.
Just Zola.
Nah, just Zola, bro. He's
yeah.
a legend, bro.
Legend, bro.
Legend. And I saw a lot of the things we're talking about. Like, people like, he's not well. So his team eventually said he's not well. Did he make a statement and stuff?
Well, I don't know. I don't know. Like, he did say thank you. I just saw the thank you after Mamkize was, you know.
Yes, because we got, the thing is, like, between the time we recorded the last show, and now, only after recorded, did we get a lot of, like, inboxes, people like, yo, Zola is in need, whatever. And
yeah.
obviously, we've got a close, you know, relationship because of that interview. And but I think
and we're
going to
open
now.
A GoFund page.
Are they opening it?
No, we're going to. Remember
yeah,
we spoke
yeah,
about
yeah
it.
We were talking about it.
Yeah, before he put up the back
details.
Yeah,
but now he shared his own back
yeah,
details.
Before that,
yeah.
we're thinking of starting a GoFund. But yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
I think that's what I was, for me, it was like, I'd wish his team or himself must bring, show us, like, or at least just share a banking details so that money goes straight to him. At least let him receive it. And Because now the hoo-ha is everyone else but not him, you know?
What did you think about Mom Kize going there and doing a whole PR thing?
Yeah, but it's it became also extra. It was just all Mom Kize style.
Yes, it's her, it's their style, right? It's like whole giving players their envelopes after the game, right? It's like, hey, we're helping you out. Well, we're not, we're giving you this amount of cash. Everybody needs to see
it. Did they give him the car?
But
no, I don't think they were giving him. They would have made sure we see the keys, hand over keys.
Yeah, Mom Keys, I remember.
Mama, where you key?
I'm here, I'm with you. I feel so bad. Like it's like, hey, fuck. Have I been absent today?
No, man. Don't feel like that. What's wrong with you, dog?
Hey,
come on, don't be like
you've
that.
Gotten,
man.
You've gone through a lot. It's okay.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Wait, there's a car involved.
Yeah, so there's a picture or a video where Zola's driving Mom Keys's Bentley. Is it a Bentley? Yeah, Bentley.
They made a sick man drive their Bentley.
Yeah.
Why? I don't know. They gave it to him.
They didn't give it to him. He was just driving because he's always wanted to drive a Bentley.
Oh.
Yeah.
What? Oh, why did they record it? Oh, you can't answer that. You don't know why they recorded it. That's weird to me, though. Like, why?
But that's why we're saying it was like a PR stunt.
Yeah, it wasn't.
Yeah, I thought you were talking about I only saw the picture, like where it's the Monkey's child Zola, and they made him drive. Damn, that's
It was in the they did a whole video.
From his angle, I don't mind. You know what I mean? If Uzola Khrotmani needs financial help and whatever, and they're like, yo, we can help, whatever, and they're like, oh, by the way, like, you know, you want to drive a Bentley, we came with one, we heard you, if you want to drive one, just don't think it was supposed to be recorded.
Do you think they said, if you don't drive the Bentley, we're not giving you the money?
Yo, I just like,
if you don't receive the envelopes, we're not going to give you the money.
Yeah, cause he looked uncomfortable, dog, and he literally drove
then
it.
Why
from,
drive it?
He literally drove it from here to here. Out of room.
Yeah, it was.
Man, he looked uncomfortable. Even if the guy, like, if I've always wanted to do something and I'm sick, and you're like, we have this thing, you can do it now. Just don't record me, please.
If you want us to drop a bag, you must drop the top.
Like you're in tops. So you're all our topless.
Man. But
that sounds tacky. Sounds tacky.
Yeah.
Very tacky. Not cool.
At all. But whatever love anybody wants to show him, I think it's fine, man. No matter what they want to do with, you know, it's fine.
As long as
they gave him money and whatever.
Yeah, if the man is not well and he needs, as long as he's got the assistance, you know what I mean? And if he still hasn't gotten the assistance, then we'll proceed with, the idea we had.
Yeah.
But yeah, bro.
And lastly, man, I'm tired of saying this every week, man. Yo, it's too much.
What's this?
DJ Dimples. Rest in peace to DJ Dimples, man. He passed away. What was the cause? I had it here, man.
Brain hemorrhage,
yes. What was that? What is that?
It's...
Should I Google it?
Google it. I'm still getting inboxes about Inkabi. So I think it's better we just Google things.
What are they saying about Inkabi?
Till now, it's like, hey, bro, my inboxes have been open the whole time. I got it on Monday. Hey, Inkabi is a bull that got castrated, meaning its balls removed.
Yay.
And all the bulls do is the hard labor. You know what I mean? If they're farming, they're pulling things, or we're moving. 100 years ago, Zulus moving to take over this place, you know, like who they just workhorse, but a cow.
Yeah.
Or
so it's like
a bull, not a cow. Cow's female.
Yeah.
Bull.
So it's like the Unsullied on Game of Thrones.
Ah, perfect.
Yes.
Unsullied.
Yes.
The Unsullied.
Yeah.
It's a bull that's Unsullied.
Mm.
It's just there to work. Like Unsullied are there to fight. Mm. And that's all they do best is fight.
Mm.
That's it. And then it became like, you're killing someone, you're carrying the heavy load.
Yeah.
It's like in football, doing the dirty
work.
The dirty work, you know what I mean? The guys who hard tackles, what?
Sure.
Yeah. Hence, then it eventually became Inkabi. Hey. They've been saying your name. Like, hey, I was talking shit.
It's still the same thing. Inkabi, indoda yomZulu. In the context of humans. Yes, Inkabi can be that cow. Sure. But in Kabi, in the context of humans, in daughter Yomzulu.
Yes.
But now in daughter Yomzulu, they're talking about the origins.
The etymology.
We're not talking about cows, Yomzulu. We're talking
about big
humans.
Zulu.
No, we're not talking about cows. Come on.
Like a Kaiser Chiefs. We're not talking about Kaiser Chiefs.
No, no. Pirates. But the origin, they're saying the origins. Everybody knows what it has come to be. You will never call it Xhosa men Kabiam, for example. But they're saying the origins, where it started.
Sure. His book is Big Zulu and Salid. Akiri says he's in Kabi. I'm asking, guys.
No! The origins is an unsullied cow. Oh, bull. That's a problem. It's just that, oh, inkunzi, kubu, cow. It's just that cow is duck has always been. They used to correct me in primary school. Like, no, it's not a bull, not cow. A bull that has been castrated. Yeah, well? So, Big Zulu, when he says inkabi, he's referring to the term we now know for
the one
he's not referring to himself as an ansali.
Okay, all right. Back I got the Google, I got the meaning.
Yeah.
Brain hemorrhage is bleeding in the brain can happen because of an accident, brain tumor, stroke, or high blood pressure caused by congenital or other health conditions. Brain bleed can reduce oxygen delivery to the brain, create extra pressure in the brain, and kill brain cells. Damn. Yeah. So that's what happened to Dimples, man.
Yeah, it was at a gig in Foslo. My guy was there, DJ Nep, who booked him. Yeah, like he had a problem. He was not feeling well. He was feeling weak. And at this point, cried. And then obviously collapsed. Took him to the hospital. Never made it.
Oh, man, what a great guy, bro. Yeah.
I never had a lot of interaction
with him.
But sweet guy, like genuinely, like his energy, you can just feel it, you know, chilled guy.
He had the Blackie's vibe, Blackie's energy. Like he was quiet, did his thing.
Yes,
didn't bother nobody.
I felt bad, bro. Like, you know, I went to his, when I heard when it was still unsure, celebrities were still posting broken hearts.
Yeah, yeah.
But someone told me.
That way you broke, you also posted broken hearts.
No, I was sure then. But before I posted the broken hearts, and then I go to his Instagram, and you know, Instagram says follow back.
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck, I wasn't following Dimples. You know?
Yeah.
And I feel bad. I'm like, do I follow? But I can't follow. Mm. But if I do, he won't, you know, because no longer.
Yeah.
But it's so crazy when you see someone's stories.
Oh, like, yeah, before.
And it's like, dude, you're alive. Less than 24 hours ago. Yeah. Those things live online for 24 hours. It's like, bro, you're alive. And it was watching cows pass by on the road and was recording them.
For real?
Yeah.
You're not making that up?
No, not.
Whoa. That's crazy.
This is Dimples, like one of his last stories, was like watching cows somewhere, cars, a Esprit or somewhere.
Wow.
I don't know where. Mm. I'm assuming the East because he had a club or a venue in the Esprit, the Katlohong. And it was like cows just passing and then obviously turned the camera back on him or just switched the camera to. Yeah, and I was like, such a simple human post.
Yeah.
Mm. And he didn't know it's his last post. Hey, no one ever knows it's his last post unless...
I got some advice from a friend of mine. He's like, in life, you must fuck shit up. Like, don't care what anybody says about you. Because when you die, everyone says he was a great guy.
Yeah, but fucking shit up does not mean you must do stupid shit. You must fuck shit up in the way you believe in fucking shit up. If you're a footballer, play your heart out on your last game. If you just do as you please. It doesn't mean just be irresponsible. Just do your best in anything.
Yeah, because I mean, how many people have you said, no, he was a shit person after they passed away? We all say he was a great guy. Eh?
Oh, no.
No, I would say, bro.
You'd say?
Yeah, I would say, bro.
But he was a shit person?
Yeah, if I interacted with him.
Yeah, for real?
Yeah.
After they passed away?
Yeah.
You
are who you are. And you know, like some ancestors, a lot of people think like people died become saints. No. If you're a shit person, it's your spirit, it's who you are, it's your essence. You'll be a shit person even in the afterworld.
Who died that was a shit person?
Not anyone I know personally.
Mm.
Like, I'm being genuine. Like, if there's family member who I'm like, that's what I've always thought. Like, you are who you are, bro.
Sure.
You are. So you think someone who raped kids, killed grandfathers, raped grandmothers, dies, is going to become a good ancestor? to someone out there.
I don't know about that, but I know at the funeral they're going to say he was a great guy.
No, they won't.
Oh, bro, they do. How many funerals have you been to?
How many shitty Pimpson's funerals have you been to?
Quite a few.
Oh.
Okay, what was the shitty, what did they do on earth and what did they say at the funeral? Like, shitty person. Like,
shitty person. He was a great father, was a great brother, the usual, bro. Nobody says, he was a shit person.
I think they tried.
Good riddance. No one says that. No one. Am I lying, are you? No one.
If people said at your funeral, you were really a fucked up person. I think people just choose to focus on the best of you.
Yes.
At funerals.
Yes.
Like, you could be a rich guy who was arrogant, treated women like property, and look down on anybody, everybody else. They'll just focus on the good.
100%.
He supported the family.
Yes.
He did well for himself.
100%.
You're right, though.
Yeah.
I get that. But, yeah, you shit people to become shit ancestors.
Yeah.
Generally. But a lot of times we lie and say, we focus on the good.
Yeah. I mean, if I go to Mo Flava's funeral, I'm going to say he was a great guy.
As opposed to? Yeah. As opposed to?
Continue.
Yeah, he was a great guy.
Yeah.
And I'm out.
How was his show? How was his radio?
Great, great. Everything was great.
And
oh, man. Come on, say what you want to say.
Yeah,
at the funeral.
Actually, no.
I can't say, what a dick.
Be the one to change the notion, you know. Speak your mind.
While the person is alive.
Yeah, speak your mind.
That's why you have this podcast. Come on.
No, I'm saying.
Express yourself.
I can't say that. I can say that at the podcast, but not at a funeral. I can't say that at his funeral. Are you mad?
True, there's his kids, there's...
Yes.
Yeah, I think that's what gets in the way, that there's loved ones.
I can't say I'm glad there's no flavor anymore.
Wow.
I'm busy rocking the girls, he's rocking the grave.
Jesus.
Hey, imagine I say that.
It is personal. This one is pissing out. This one is too much.
Yo.
You see what I'm saying? I can't say that.
No. Yeah. But he proves a point that we can't be honest.
What if you're also a shitty person to him?
Yeah. Do you think he's going to say that at my funeral?
No.
Yeah. He's going to be, he was my favorite podcaster.
Good point,
I love
though.
That podcast. Remember that one time when Joseph's show and he sneaked up in the comments and we saw his name?
Nah, he's a chiller. He's a chiller. Yeah, Mo was a chiller. He was like, but I think he knew that we were there and we were watching.
I don't think he knew that his name would come up.
That's his way of reaching out. Dog, think about it.
And then Joseph's like, yo, shout out to Mo Flava.
Nah, think about it.
And then we all ignored it. We continued.
Wow.
Think about it. Ricky.
No, man.
Had Casper as a surprise guest at the Cotton Fest. I think maybe that was his way of reaching out. Because George was talking to us, right? Yeah. We were on George's show.
And after Chillers.
After Chillers. And Mo commented.
Yeah.
That's probably his way of saying, I like your shit, I watch it. And as a broadcaster, I give you a flowers. Whatever happened between the two of us is whatever. But how would you react if he called you and said, hey, be a surprise guest at my birthday party?
Fuck him.
Oh, not even.
Fuck,
what if
is it that bad, dog?
Fuck him, dog.
Is it that bad?
Honestly, he can eat a dick, dog.
No, okay. What if he calls you and says, I'm sorry?
Huh?
If he calls you and says, I'm sorry.
Oh, yes.
Oh, you see, now that's a tricky one.
Why?
Like, remember the guy scammed us yesterday? He said he's sorry, and I forgave him. Genuinely did, because that's what I was waiting for.
What was the scam?
I don't hold grudges.
We can't tell the scam. We signed non-disclosure forms.
Fuck.
We signed The scammer did not make a sign on the scores of four. The scammer promises something.
Hey, dog, we're taking that shit to the grave, dog.
We're taking it to the grave, dog.
It's going
to
be Mission Impossible. With that
one. Oh!
It's going to be Mission Impossible, but we're taking it to the grave.
Oh, shit.
But we're taking it to the grave. We'll never talk about it.
No,
let's not lie, bro. We'll talk about it. One day when we're rich and, you know, fuck the world, we're angry and old. And you know how old people just are honest, like 8 1-hour movie, like your child. We'll tell the story.
Yeah.
Not now. We're not ready.
You guys are acting right now.
Yeah. You're cruising with this pants. Saul is not here with us today, but this one, this Smart One is cruising with us today. Yeah?
Oh, man. We are here. Anything else?
Yeah, my party's coming up.
Cancel.
My birthday party, I decided it's a tour. Because so many provinces want this thing.
It's a tour.
Wow. You want to come?
Yes.
There's one in Newcastle Brewing. But before that one, on the 25th. Of this month, Friday, with propaganda.
Oh, can't wait, my dog! I've never seen Buhle perform, so I can't wait. It's my first time.
Buhle is gonna be there.
Oh, can't wait.
Lady Doo's there.
Kezo.
Dogzin is there.
Lando.
The maker of, you know, he made John Wick.
Not Dom Tudor.
Hey.
Ooh.
Hey.
There's a story.
Let's keep him off ice. Hey.
Yo.
Yeah, like in Dogzin, we can bring him in. He made John Wick.
Wow.
I don't know what. It's John Tudor's song.
Yeah.
But I don't know what happened.
Wild. Wild.
Yeah, they used to work together. I don't know what happened.
Cool.
But that's the story.
Yeah.
Buhle is there. Thing. You're there, bro.
Of course.
Yeah, he made.
Are you going to be playing? Are you going to
be
playing?
No, yeah. It's his birthday.
It's your birthday, so you don't
it's
play.
It's my birthday.
I thought that applied
if
to
the If
the
crowd goes, so play, I'll play.
Okay.
But it's my birthday, you know? You're not supposed to be playing.
Yeah. Cool.
It's your birthday. You receive the love.
Yes.
I is there.
Kezo.
Heavy K is there.
Kezo.
Lady Doo, did I mention Lady Doo?
Yes.
Brato Kanyako's
there. Hey, Kezo.
Dope. Sapta is there?
Hey, Sapta!
My nigga!
Hey.
Yeah, bro, it's a wild lineup. Fantas DJ is there as well. Donald is there. Shout out to Donald. He just dropped a song, I'm in Love. That song.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah, yes, I'm in Love. Yes. Just like had a worldwide debut now on Apple Music on the Dottie Show.
Yes.
Check that out. Nasty C had a thing there. Blacky had a world premiere there as well.
Dope.
Shout out to him. That's a song I said it's going to be big.
Yeah.
It's going to be huge.
Yeah.
And then.
There's more.
Someone inboxed me.
Yeah.
One of the big artists. Yeah. Piano. Vocalists, lyricist is like, yo, he told me that I'm your surprise guest.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, no problem. You're my surprise guest. Olim Fega is the host. Robot Boy is the host.
Yeah.
It's going to be wild, but we've got a major surprise guest.
Is it more flavor?
Is more flavor a piano vocalist?
Oh, piano vocalist. Yeah.
Knowing him, you'd make us play back to back.
No, I'd never do that. I'd never put you. Like, you feel strongly about him. I'd never put you back, man. Like, put that on you. I'd never, bro. So, shout out, bro. Come through. Tickets are on Howler.
Yeah.
Pre-solds are almost sold out.
Whoa.
Yeah, pre-solds were like 50 rand.
Bro, we're rocking, bro.
They're almost sold out.
Let's rock.
So, after they sold out, $100 to get in, 150 VIP, 200 at the door VIPs. Easy propaganda. We on, dog.
Propaganda is in my hood, so I'm definitely there.
Hey.
Yo, if you want to see Ghost Lady, come to propaganda on the 25th of March.
Yes.
Ooh, Ghosty Roasty.
Oh, fuck, I forgot this Sunday. Pulukwani, Tebuko Tebejani is going to be there.
Ooh, Tebuko's there.
Yes.
I'm definitely coming, bro.
Yeah.
Well, you don't have a choice.
Oh, I'm playing.
You're booked.
Yeah, because I tried to book her. You know, she was in Kenya and stuff.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
That was funny.
Did you see, speaking of Nairobi, did you see Prince KB's WhatsApp status?
What did he say?
You know the Prince KB's number?
No, I've got it, but I didn't see the status. What did he say? Hey, Soul survived, didn't he?
Prince KB, I love you, Kamelo, bro, but hey, this is funny, man. I gotta share this. So you remember there was that picture of him, right?
Yeah.
With his big dick, like, on all over social media.
Yes.
And then he posts, yo, just put the screenshot on, of his status.
I'm not been getting a lot of nudes since that scandal. But over the weekend in Kenya, a man sent a shiny asshole video playing with it. Caption reads, you can fuck me all night in these Nairobi streets.
The man said, I want that big dick inside my asshole. Fuck me all night in these Nairobi streets. Crazy. So I inbox, I'm like, what the fuck, dog? He's like, yeah. Some nigga named Robbie inboxed me. And he's like, please, I want you to deny Robbie.
Drop that fucking thing of yours.
Are you with me?
I'm with you. No, we are with that.
Prince, I'm sorry, Kamelo, but that's hilarious shit, dog.
No, we done.
Did you see that, eh?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome our friend of the show, Fiesta Black.
Are you Xhosa? I mean, Tsonga. Mupedi.
Oh.
So what does Chigubu, Chibang, the song you did with
Chibangu.
Yeah. Yeah.
What does that mean?
Chigubu is a drum. Like moropa.
It's cool.
Yeah. And Chibangofu means it hits hard. Like, it hits.
Oh. So what's the song about? The drum?
The song is about a lot of nothing and a lot of everything, yes.
Yeah, explain what man. You mean by that.
Like, that song is so weird, dude. I don't know how to break down that song. What do you want to know about that song?
Just what it means. Let's start there.
What did it mean for you?
Yeah.
Yeah, like when you heard the beat and you were like, I'm going to say chukupu chibongo. Like, what was the thought process?
Because it's catchy, bro.
And you know what's funny about that song? Oh, what it is about that song. I wrote it when I was like 19, when I was still in high school.
Oh, wow.
Hey, how old?
I'm old enough for you.
Yeah.
Oh. I'm 32.
Oh, wow.
Damn, that's okay.
10 years ago.
You lie. Has it been that long?
It's been that long.
Yeah.
It's been that long.
So did Ganyani hit you up for that song? What happened?
No, I was working with UTV. Yeah. I had a friend called TV, a mutual friend that I had met Vele through the journey. You know, if you want to do music, you're not just going to wake up one day and you're doing music.
For sure.
You're going to have to go through certain platforms and you're going to have to meet different people. And it's just a journey on its own. You're going to have to sleep in dodgy studios.
You did that?
Of course.
Sleep in dodgy studios.
Of course.
As a lady.
Of no one trusted you in the studio. They wanted to.
No one touched you in the studio.
they wanted to.
Yeah.
I think I touched two.
Yeah.
That was all.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Jeez. Yeah.
Did you touch Ganyani's studio?
I put a boy in Ganyani's studio and he didn't like that.
Whoa, what do you mean?
Wait,
break that down.
Whoa.
You put a boy.
Guys, I got into so much. Where are we at with this interview, guys? Everything is moving so fast.
They were rocking you in Ganyani's studio.
Kaiwani.
Oh, not.
They were beating your drum. For real.
But it was my guy. It was my guy. But I'm not going to mention his name.
Yeah.
Because
he's famous.
He's Ageko Relevant.
Hey.
And he's never been to the podcast.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah. And yeah, I am here.
Yeah.
And he will never get here.
Hey, what do they call it in English? Unesbindi. You got the liver, eh?
Yeah.
So did he find out?
It was so awkward.
Yeah.
Do you want to hear the story?
Yeah, let's hear.
So we go to, I think it was Botswana or Namibia or Malawi. Because I traveled a lot with Ganyani, right?
Mm.
Nothing sexual at all. He was always he was a father figure from day one. So some asshole in the studio decided to tell Ganyani that when he was not around, I had a boy coming over. So I remember we went to, I think it was Botswana, one of the few. And then he was so professional to a point where we went and we performed. Everything was fine.
Yeah.
On the way back at the airport, he's like, Nagambe. I'm like, Master, are
you? You call him Master?
Yeah. Master G. Give Master G.
Oh, yes. Oh. KG. I'm thinking Master KG.
Oh, you feel like a master. Like, I worship you. Master G.
You should watch your Master G.
Ganyani.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah.
No, he's a crud man, of course.
He's a god.
Know. No, he dropped like albums when Atta was still dropping music. When Atta was dropping oi. Ganyani was dropping compilations.
And that's when I was downloading music and looking like, I want to do this one day.
Yeah. So you're on the way back, yes.
And then we're at the airport and he's like, Maraudra and Tresor and I can't get a master Maranagadurle. I reckon, oh, Ganyam Fanago studio. Because Debs is obviously the one that ratted me out.
Yeah.
And I'm like, hey, Master.
The engineer.
Yeah.
And then that was it.
Yeah, that was it.
Jeez, what a boring story, man.
I thought you were going to say,
and how you Ganyani now? How you guys know?
Yeah, man.
We good. Mm. We good. We fine. We're not the way that I want us to be. But we just where we at, you know, and I think it's fine. That's okay.
Yeah, what? Did you guys go through some turbulence?
Yeah, what way do you want to be with him? What happened?
Dude.
That you're not the way you want to be with him.
If I go there with this, I haven't made the money that I feel like I should have made from Shugubu.
Because that's what's big song.
Shugubu Shongo.
My nigga, Shugubu was trending 2 weeks ago on TikTok.
Whoa.
And
this is like 10 years later.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And I think the main reason, one of the reasons I'm here right now is I saw the shit trending like 10 years later, 2 weeks ago, and I'm like, okay.
You're not trending.
And I'm sitting at home, and I'm like, hey, maybe I'm still that girl, you know?
Mm. You still in Mkuku? Yeah. Oh, that's a figure of speech.
No, because was wrong.
No, you literally say Mkuku.
Get like orange farm.
No way, it's Fiesta.
No way, Fiesta no black. Way.
Am I that hot? Am I that? Yes.
Shakes are very hot, though. So.
No, guys. Orange farm. Orange farm.
I was pointing at you. Wait,
no,
for real?
No, like, on for real. Like, for real, for real. Get like mamaga. And I didn't think that was going to be the reason why I'm here, to talk about all of this.
What did you want to talk about?
Anything that you want to talk about.
That's what yeah, you want to talk about.
We want to talk about your journey. You had a massive hit song.
But you guys are not asking me questions. I feel like I'm just running my mouth like I do all the time. And I'm just talking
and that's
and
fine. That's fine. Like that's your story.
Yeah.
You are letting your story out. Like, if you thought maybe we want to talk and then nothing about you real stuff comes out, you just told us something real that alarmed all of us. Like,
Honest Fam, Fiesta.
Yeah, that's your story. And that's your truth.
You're not
and
really.
We're a
but how do you guys find us so... Like, why are you guys alarmed by something like that? Like, I haven't released the music... When was the last time you heard of me performing at an event or something like that?
True.
So why are you alarmed that you're like Orange Farm? Because obviously I'm not relevant. I'm not making money.
I stay in Hillbro.
Go
so
guy.
I'm not alarmed go that guy. You stay in Orange
go
Farm.
Guy. Hillbro, go guy.
On Pretoria Street, the only street I feel safe in.
Don't lie.
Pretoria Street. Like, literally, I stand on top of the McDonald's. The only place where I feel comfortable in. I don't need to go too far. There's food upstairs. Food upstairs.
Because when they come for you, they have to start at the McDonald's first.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So it's not about where you stay. It's about, like, you had a massive song and...
Naturally, we all think.
The trajectory. And also, not that you would have made millions from that song, but you would have made enough.
At least 1 meter, yeah, and at least. Mm. 1 meter would have
been
enough.
Oh, with gigs alone, like half a million.
Yeah.
And that's just underestimating, like, the gigs. And, you know, because you can charge 20K for gigs and get 4 gigs a weekend when you're hot, and that's how many gigs a month. You know what I mean? Like, and push you to just get a house, nyana, kukasi, you know? So it's not about where you're staying, it's about how much you've done and where you stay.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
I'm curious to know, though, also, sorry.
Sorry.
Just to, then what kind of contract did you have then?
That's the thing. I had a contract that I don't even understand up until today.
Not again.
Wow.
Oh, well, are we back here?
No, guys, it's not contract. Back to that. Don't forget, this is 10 years ago.
Oh, true, though.
Oh, yeah.
It's just like, Yes, true.
This there is wasn't 10 years podcasts. Ago.
This information wasn't really out there.
Out yet. There.
I just burped in the mic. Sorry.
No, it's fine. We're content. Like, yeah. We burp all the time.
This is 10 years ago, guys. And, you know, the one moment in particular where I feel like I should have, I don't know, maybe caused a scene was when we were literally in the boardroom and talking about splits and who gets what and who gets what percentage, who's the author and who's the... I feel like that moment in particular is one that was very crucial for me that I knew nothing about, because in that moment is when I signed away everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was the meeting. Where was this meeting? Which boardroom is this?
It was a boardroom, a very big boardroom.
At Kanyani's?
Kanyani's
or a big major?
A major.
Okay,
a major.
You know, it's fine.
Yeah. So did you sign? What did you sign?
How old were you at the time?
I was 22.
Okay.
I was 22. And at the time, I didn't know that as an author, when you write the song, you are entitled to 50%. Because I wrote that song on my own.
Literally, because there's two makeups of a song. The lyrics, the beat. And that's
composer,
50-50.
Exactly.
He's music publishing, so he knows. Yeah. If there's two people in a song, it's... two elements.
If I could
lyrics,
rewind to that day,
50-50.
If I could rewind to that day and have someone next to me who understands what the fuck I'm getting myself into, and someone who could have spoken knowledge and taught me better and shown me better, I wouldn't be. I think I'd still be here, but I wouldn't be where I am.
But isn't that person Master G?
Who was in the room? Yes. Who was in the room when you in that boardroom?
Now, guys, I'm not going to talk too much.
We're a podcast. We speak so much about
it. Now my big mouth has gotten me into trouble.
Okay, Fiesta Black, I'm confused.
Yeah.
You said you want to come on the show.
Yes.
You got lots to talk about. Now you say you don't want to talk about anything.
But
what's going on?
But you're asking me, like, who was there and what was happening? Who? Like,
okay. What do you want to talk about?
The mic is yours. You're in the boardroom, tell us. Like, what do you want to talk about?
Okay, so I just want to talk about, guys, I've got new music coming.
Watch everyone switch off.
What? Yes, because people want to know. Listen, people want to know what happened to you. You said you want to tell people what happened to you, what happened.
Okay, guys,
that no one
okay,
else wrote
okay,
with you
okay, 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 sharp, okay,
but
sharp.
But we trying to build the ground, the basis of that
okay,
story.
Okay, sharp, okay, sharp. No feelings attached. And it's going to come. But what happened was...
In the boardroom, no?
Okay, in the boardroom. The boardroom, the producer betrayed me.
Who produced that song?
TB, my TB Sintwane. TB.
TB.
TB. And he's such an amazing producer. I'm saying TB because he's lost all respect from me, personally.
Okay, so he was in the room. The white guy from the major was in the room. Who else was in the room?
I don't remember if Kanyani was there or not. I don't remember. I don't remember for sure. I don't want to lie.
And then you signed, he took the whole song, 100%.
He shared something with DB.
Who's he?
Kanyani. Or who?
Okay.
Oh, so Kanyani was there. Fine.
Yeah, Kanyani has a cut from go the writing and go the producing.
Okay. Did Kanyani write any of the music?
No.
Oh, but he's got a song on the right.
Even DB didn't write anything. I wrote everything.
Yeah, that's DB. He will not reach anything. Oh, I love this response. You always get it right. I did it. That's DB.
Okay. Yes. Okay, so... Yeah, man. After that, a lot happened. What do you want to do?
Oh, my.
So how much percentage? So the biggest song of your career, how much did you get?
I'm sitting on like, I think 32% for the author. Now my worry, my biggest cry is the fact that I shared that. Why am I sharing that? I wrote that song alone.
So for the authorship, you got, because... 33%.
Yes.
Meaning that's 33% of... The 50%.
Yes.
The music is 50%.
The composer, I have nothing to do with that, I think.
So you got 30% of 50%.
Exactly. 50% that I'm entitled to.
Yes.
Fully.
So you got 30% of half of what you need to get.
What?
No. as an author,
I'm very slow.
It's fine. Don't worry. I know you haven't reached music in. You're very slow.
Take.
I'm saying. An author. I correct me if I'm wrong. An author gets.
No, you've said it.
Why are you chuckling? Why are you chuckling? An author gets 50% of the song.
Yeah.
Composer gets
50%.
Yeah. Your 30% was a 30% of the song, or 30% of the author part, which is 30% of the 50%, is what I'm asking.
I can say it's 30% of the song, because the song is like 100% when you put it all together.
Yes.
But then I'm entitled to 50% of the song. I got 30% of the song. I'm entitled to 50% of the song as the author, but I only got 32.
Oh, I get what you mean. Okay.
Yeah, of the whole song.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So there's a 18%
shortfall
author.
Yeah, I feel like Ganyani and DB at the time were supposed to sort their things out prior to whatever, to me getting into studio. I had nothing to do. Like, Ganyani does not produce, guys. I've said this 100 times.
Come to me.
Ganyani does not produce.
He didn't produce it.
I came to him. Okay, let me say I haven't. I
it didn't come from him.
as you were saying.
Sorry to interject or disrupt you rudely. Sorry, as you were saying.
Personally, for Nane, I've never witnessed Ganyani produce a song.
Oh.
Ne? And he definitely didn't produce Shigubu.
Oh yeah, you said TB, yes.
Yeah, TB produced the song. So I feel like if they had to like split percentages in terms of production and who composed what, they were supposed to sort each other out, go that other 50%, not mine.
100%.
Yes.
Mine had nothing to do with them.
Mm.
So I don't understand. And Timwali Menemene. No, but
he's praying for his sins.
And God forgives.
Mm. And God forgives.
Who's at Rema?
Yeah, the guy who produced the song.
Are you following?
I'm trying.
As you were, yes.
Yeah, guys. So, no, guys, you know what? I'm talking about this like I'm happy about it, and I'm joking about it, and I'm drunk about it, as always. But the Shigubu scenario, it really did. It hurt me a lot.
Yeah, it's your biggest song, bro. And it's a song that was meant to catapult you into a different level. And with that said, the 30% you got, right, is still a substantial amount of a big song.
Mm-hmm.
And you did gig. Right, and that gigging is not. It's got nothing.
That's
to
another
do with
story.
Percentage.
That's
another.
That is another story altogether. Because when you're talking what do you about.
Mean? So how are you gigging? Like, yeah. Because
how are you
called,
paid for gigs then?
Yes. Who got you the gigs, and what was the deal?
Were you on a salary? Maybe then you don't get like you don't even get a share of the gig.
Guys,
was it just
guys,
that you get 10,000 per month?
Are you guys going to edit this or lang embusha? Can I breathe?
No. We. We'll edit this.
Okay.
What are we going to edit?
I'm so
chatting to her about her story. Like,
okay.
I'm still trying to like process.
Okay.
And then
okay.
Now
process. When you're ready, we'll move on. Like, process. When we're ready. We'll
okay.
Move
so,
on.
So now you want to know about the gigs?
No. What? Listen. What I'm asking is. It's not like, look, what I'm asking is, already we've established that you were ripped off as far as the composition, the authorship rights, right? Which is 50% of the song. You got paid 32% of that.
How
right?
does that make you feel when me telling you this, how does that make you feel? Before you ask me another question.
That's horrible. It's an injustice. I just said it now. You got cheated of 18% of your amount. That's horrible. And we've shared our sentiment. I'm asking now that, okay, you got the 30%, sharp, but also what a lot of artists capitalize from is the gigging. How was the gigging income for you when you got the biggest song in the country?
Okay, when we started out, when I used to gig with Master, right? Because obviously, like, we used to gig together before we had our fight.
Oh,
after the fighting, obviously, I went my separate way, and there was no way I was not going to capitalize on that. Understand?
Of course.
Are you hearing me?
You've built a name, yes.
So while I was still under Ganyan Entertainment, we traveled a lot, right? And I would do like maybe 7 gigs a weekend. Like I went to Botswana. I would go, like I traveled a lot.
I was in Botswana.
Up until this day, I don't recall me having a set booking fee for myself personally, for me, myself and I, where I can say, I gig this much. You feel me?
Yeah. Yo, can we get some tissues, man? Because they have tissues.
We don't have tissues. What tissues here? Oh. Oh, man.
Just take it easy, man.
Yeah, thank you.
Maybe, I know.
Yeah, just throw it.
Nah, like, yeah, bro, it's just tissues, bro. Don't worry. We don't have an issue.
Are you okay?
A tissue.
Yeah. Are you okay?
Yeah.
You sure? Do you want to stop? You want to continue?
Yeah,
you
can go.
Are you sure?
You can go.
Some tissues.
Man. Thanks, man.
Take your time. Sure, this really hits home, ne?
Bro, can like, yo.
So, yeah. While I'm in this moment and I'm feeling like this, can I just say thank you to my friends Tear, who made it possible for me to be here today and who paid everything from the makeup to the hair, from getting me from Val to here and Ubering for me. I love you, dog. Mustaf.
Sure.
Jesus, man.
Okay. Do you need a moment?
No, I'm good.
Well, take your time.
Fuck, I thought I wanted to be here.
You don't want to
be here? No, I do want to be here. I thought I was ready.
You're not ready?
I feel I am. It's a bit of both.
Yeah.
I'm definitely ready, though. So, yeah. Right now, my friends are like, fix your hair. The side.
Can we laugh now? Hey, because hey.
the sadness, Chibongo. Hey, the sadness. Like, we're not used to sad.
Yeah,
we're always like,
I don't know how to act, dog. Yeah.
Hey, the sadness, Chibongo.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if I should touch you, hug her. Hey, you know what I mean?
Yeah, my instance is just hug, you know, embrace, and we're here. It's all good.
But listen,
it's a safe
man,
space.
Listen, you're here, and I think it'd be an injustice for you to leave here without telling your story, as painful as it is, you know? Because there might be another Fiesta Black in Orange Farm somewhere.
Yes.
I think if you don't want to talk about it, I mean, you can always come back. You're more than welcome.
It's cool. Yeah.
I definitely want to talk about it.
Just grab the mic. There.
I love the mic.
Yeah.
I definitely want to talk about it. It's just like, I'm not good with words, man. I don't know how to talk. I know how to sing. I don't know how to talk. It's always been my weakness.
Yeah.
Or one of my flops, I guess, more life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But what are you feeling? What's making you cry?
Your truth.
Like, yeah. I mean, what's making me cry is the fact that I'm here, dog. Like, you don't understand. Like, you know, I was talking to my mom yesterday, and I said to her, you know, lately, ne, I have this thing, like this vavavoom, like this. Can I lay spirit? This is thing. Sorry, when I want to do something, I don't second guess myself no more.
Sure.
Mm. Like, I literally, if I feel like I want to inbox someone and ask for an interview, I do it right there and then. And I was telling my mom, I was like, it works for me. It's working for me. That ain't young spanela. Aksaki nyaja, man. You know? And it's hard for me coming out of that shell because I'm coming from a point where I didn't even want to see people. Whoa. I didn't want to socialize. I didn't want to leave my room. I didn't want to open my curtains. I didn't want to eat. I didn't want to do nothing. And now I'm here and there's like all these lights and cameras and shit. And I'm supposed to carry on and just be normal. It's a bit overwhelming. So pardon me if I break down.
No, it's fine, man.
Yeah.
It sounds like you were in a very, very dark place.
Yeah,
like,
yes, that the lights make you cry. Was that dark?
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. I don't want to lie. I've met.
No, like, dude. Yeah, that's low. Like, to me.
I trust.
No, listen. To me. To me, like, to me, you made Sibongovu. It's like literally one of the biggest songs if you count down from like the past 15 years, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you know, contenders of Song of the Year when it dropped. You know what I mean? So to me, it's like you should be used to these lights, the cameras and everything. It's like you're the goose that laid the golden egg. You laid this hit, but was never shone into the spotlight. Like, I know the song is big. Everybody knows the song is big. But to be honest, 100% of the guys that don't know the face of the song.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So that's what I mean by, like, you should have been in the lights as much as it's Oak, but should have been in them a while ago.
No, man.
So with the gigs, how was it? Like,
no,
what
man.
Was the arrangement?
Let us speak.
He's the interview master. Sorry, my bad. I'm the banter guy. You know?
Yeah.
As you were saying, yes.
Yeah. So he wants to know about the gigs.
No, not the gigs.
No.
We're asking you in a very dark place. What was going on? Was it depression? Because you know, that's a very...
You know what? I don't know if it was depression. Like, and not personally for myself. I don't know if it was depression because I've never been to any parking a professional. I haven't been diagnosed with depression or whatnot. Sure. I don't know what the hell it was I was going through that I continue to go through. I feel like these days it's a little bit better though.
Sure.
You know? But I can't say it was depression. I don't know, man. I can't self-diagnose myself. All I know is that I'm a fighter, though.
Yeah. Mm. How did you overcome it?
Hey, dude. I don't even know how I overcame it. Mm.
Were you drinking, substance abuse?
Oh, I definitely drank. But the drinking wasn't helping it in any way, so I don't think it helped me overcome it. It just made it worse, how I overcame it and how I fed it to totally different things.
Yeah.
You know? But I definitely drank a lot. Yeah, man, there was a point where I was drinking myself to death, bro.
Damn.
Like, yo. I got arrested in Botswana, dog.
Mm.
I got arrested in Botswana. And that's when I was like,
why were you getting arrested?
I overstayed and I was out there smoking drugs and getting high and drinking and just living it up. And I overstayed and I got arrested.
So you had gone for a gig and then you ended up staying there? Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Is my ally still okay?
Yeah. No, you're still looking good, man.
Just good.
I feel like it's here.
I feel like it's here.
No, I got you. At least I see you. I'm looking at you.
Cool. I feel like it's here.
Yeah.
No.
What drugs were you doing, bro?
I feel like this part is going to break my mama's heart because she's going to watch this.
It's a journey, it's a truth.
So she wasn't aware of your substance abuse?
No, she knew that I had a drinking problem.
Oh, okay.
The drugs.
Yeah. She didn't know it affected.
Are we talking like hard drugs?
Yeah.
Like cocaine and stuff?
Yeah.
Wow.
Dude, I found myself, I woke up one morning and I was in a studio. There was a back room studio. And I couldn't recall how I got there, but they were playing a song that I'd recorded the night before.
Wow.
And the only reason I felt like I belonged there was just because of that song. Like, I could hear my voice And I was levitating, dude. Like, I was gone.
Mm.
And I was like, so much could have happened to me right here, right now, that I couldn't have fought off or I wasn't going to be aware of.
Yeah.
And, man, I need to fix myself. And that's when I was like, yo, okay, something needs to happen. It's either I need to go home.
Yeah.
Or I need to go to church.
Do you remember your first line, though?
I do remember my first line. And the crazy thing is that the first line had nothing to do with music. I was in a club having fun. It had nothing to do with a studio session or anything like that.
Mm.
But once the music hit, it became more accessible. And it became a regular thing. And it became a culture now. Mm. You know, it was like, I used to record dope music before the drugs, you know.
Dope.
Music. Dope, like proper stuff. Not dope music.
What do you mean? Oh, fuck off, oh, fuck. Like, guys, fuck. You used to record good music.
Yes.
Like, you were able to come out with a hit sober.
Guys, I grew up in Norwood. So hence I say dope. It's like shwaka.
Shwaka, we can tell. Like, you speak. Like, you know, you're a burp kid, we know.
Yeah, I grew up in Norwood.
So you're making dope music.
I made amazing music, and alcohol was always there. Alcohol has always been there, you know. But the drugs were never there, and I was like, when did I get to a point where I can't have a studio session now without getting high?
Sure.
When did I get here? You know, and that's when I was like, nah, money. You get, I feel like you get a lot of wake up calls in your life. Like, you get a lot of aha moments. You don't just get one aha moment, you get a lot. But, hey man, it takes time. That shit takes time.
So now, where we at? Are we still doing drugs? Are we still, okay, you're obviously still drinking, but it looks like you got under control now, eh?
Does my work say the same thing?
Yeah.
No, you're good. You look good.
You know, for some reason.
Your people are here. You look good.
I feel like my wig is like, I don't know.
Okay, fix it. But you look good. There's nothing to fix.
For real?
Yeah, you look
There's
good.
There's nothing good to fix?
Zero, no, you look zero. Good. There's a lady there, and she's not, she's, you
are look you,
good.
Are you telling me I look perfect, soul?
I told you before we recorded.
Are you giving me a compliment?
Yeah, you're beautiful. You're beautiful, man.
Dude, you're gorgeous.
Yeah.
And you said something that disturbed me when I told you you're gorgeous that I didn't like.
What did I say?
You were like, I can't believe you said I'm... Like, it's like you were doubting that you're not gorgeous. I don't know what that comes
from. Did I get,
from.
Like, defensive?
You said, like, I can't believe... Like, you said I'm gorgeous. Like, as if you don't know.
But where we at now? Where we at now?
With
the alcohol, the drug. You still doing drugs?
I haven't done drugs in a long time. I smoke a shitload of weed.
Yeah.
And I love it. And I drink.
Yeah.
Today I drank a lot.
Okay.
Nah?
Yeah.
I don't know if I was anxious or if I was nervous for this.
Yeah.
But I haven't been drinking as much as I used to.
Yeah.
You know? So today I was just like,
let's rock.
I have a question.
Hey.
We've been, what has happened for Zola, right? We saw like people coming through, coming out to just help him. How would you like people to help you?
To help me?
Yeah. Because obviously I think it's a whole thing of just speaking out and saying, what is it that you need help with?
Yo, man, I feel like I just, the best thing that people can do for me right now personally is to get to know me. And, like, not focus on whatever they've heard about me. Dude, this industry, like, I know for a fact. It's so weird. It's so weird. Like, I feel like someone has personally gone out for the past few years and went out of their way to badmouth me as best as they can.
Sure.
And it's worked.
Damn.
Because it doesn't make sense how I can fight with one person or have an argument or altercation with one person and that defines me as an artist, as an individual in this music industry. Like, maybe that guy pissed me off. If I fought with Ganyani, me and Ganyani know what we were fighting for. If I had an argument with Tembi, I have every right to be mad at them for what they did. I don't understand why now when I want to work with other people, like, it's almost as if they don't want to touch me, dude.
Whoa. It's like you're blacklisted.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, how did I get there?
Face the black.
And that's been...
I
this little comedy, you know, comes heavy, you know. You need to laugh a bit, you
stupid guy, this one. That laughs at everything.
Yes, yes. Ladies and gentlemen, Fiesta Black.
Thank you.
Shout out.
Wow. To advertise, email podcast@thisismechi.com.